From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. One of Tony Blair's closest allies is fighting for his political life after becoming embroiled in a sex scandal. An independent inquiry is looking into claims that Home Secretary David Blunkett helped his lover's nanny obtain a British visa. Prime Minister Blair is sticking by his friend and colleague for now, but there is a general election approaching. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London, Blunkett is under increasing pressure to resign.
European politicians may like to think that their society is sophisticated and tolerant enough to leave their private lives out of the television newscasts, but they're often disappointed.
New allegations about the Home Secretary David Blunkett. It's claimed his former lover's nanny got a visa less than 3 weeks after being told it would take a year.
The charges that Blunkett abused his position are serious, but it's the scandal of a top cabinet minister's adulterous relationship with an American magazine publisher that has London abuzz. The British tabloid papers have been full of reports that Blunkett claims to be the father of his married lover's son and the baby she's expecting in February. On Friday, a high court ruled that Blunkett could seek a paternity hearing to get access to Kimberly Quinn's 2-year-old boy. Quinn was born in California, schooled at Vassar, and is the publisher of the 175-year-old conservative magazine, The Spectator. Her husband is Stephen Quinn, the publisher of Vogue magazine. He's standing by his wife and wants her to testify before the inquiry. Outside his home on Monday, Blunkett expressed his frustration with the non-stop publicity.
If people are sick of hearing and reading about David Blunkett, I've every sympathy with you. Because I am as well, and I hope I can now just get on with the job that I've been appointed to do by the Prime Minister, and do it to the best of my ability. Thank you very much.
The opposition Conservatives say that if the allegations of misconduct are true, then Blunkett should resign. They might have complained more, except that their own culture spokesman, Boris Johnson, was sacked last month after his illicit relationship with a columnist, also at The Spectator magazine. Johnson himself is The Spectator's editor. Blunkett is a close ally of Prime Minister Tony Blair and an old-school left-wing Labourite. He's also one of Britain's most prominent blind people. He stands out in Parliament reading his speeches from Braille as his guide dog Sadie dozes at his feet. Labour MPs have rallied to Blunkett, giving him a boisterous welcome in the House of Commons.
Secretary Blunkett.
Mr. Speaker, the gracious speech set out the...
Prime Minister Blair has also stuck up for Blunkett. He commented that politicians are entitled to their private lives as long as they effectively discharge their public duties. He added that Blunkett was effective and would be cleared by the investigation.
I've no doubt at all that he will be exonerated by it, since I've known David for a very long time. I think he's someone who has done a superb job and will continue to do that.
British media have sniped at Blair for appearing to preordain the investigation's outcome. How badly the scandal hurts Blair's re-election prospects next year could depend on that investigation's findings. Sussex University Professor of Politics Paul Webb says that it would be wrong to assume that British voters are desperate to know about politicians' private foibles.
What I do think, though, gets noticed is whether a government begins to compile a record of apparent deceits and personal peccadilloes, which might then start to impinge on the overall credibility and trust of the government.
In other words, if Blunkett's high-profile affair begins to distract Tony Blair from his goal of an historic third term, then his days as a minister may well be numbered. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.